Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quell moves to second. Frankie Hayes now catching. Bill Beckman now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quell scores. Salters moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Johnson. Salters scores. Tresh scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball four. Ed Husser now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to third. Webb moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quell takes first base on ball four. Smith scores. Webb moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Webb scores. Krivic moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. One out. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser strikes out. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. McCoy moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0-for-1 in the game. Husser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith bunts towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soltis moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Wright moves to second. It's 12-3, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Wright scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, White Sox. Herman Bess now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Appling scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. Kennedy moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 15-3, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Webb. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Brancato moves to third. It's 15-4, White Sox. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Brancato scores. Two outs. It's 15-5, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wright is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on QL. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. McCoy moves to second. It's 15-6, White Sox. Pete Appleton now pitching. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rubeling hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Bess moves to second. It's 15-7, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Krivic scores. QL moves to third. It's 17-7, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL scores. Soltis moves to third. One out. It's 18-7, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. It's 19-7, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 19, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.